Hello again, it's Mike O'Connor, another GeezerCast. It's been a few weeks. Actually, part of the reason that it's been a few weeks is because we've had this really weird weather. It's been going on, I think, for at least 6 weeks, maybe eight, where every single day is perfect. And it's actually gotten to the point where I'm starting to count on it. So there's rain coming up in the forecast in a couple of days. And I was like shocked because I had plans, and those plans have to change because it's going to rain that day, and it's the first time it's rained in so long that I'd sort of forgotten how to plan for it. So anyway, it's been weirdly perfect weather here. Every night it's about 55 or 60 degrees, so the house gets nice and cool, and then in the day it's 75 or 80 degrees, so it's perfect to work outside and sunny and no clouds. And in the morning there's always mist, so there's plenty of dew on the plants, so the plants are happy. And it's perfect, just perfect. Somewhere else it's not, but right here at the farm, I'll tell you what, the weather is perfect. So anyway, I got two things to talk about. The first one is a story that Marcy forwarded to me. It was an NPR piece that ran a couple of days ago. Sort of caught my eye, caught her eye, actually, and she forwarded it to me. And the story is that, I'll bet you didn't know this, but I certainly didn't know this, but insider trading laws don't apply to congresspeople or lobbyists. And so NPR did this little story about it. And they followed up by sort of following the stock portfolios of congress critters. And gosh, all fishhooks, they do a lot better than normal people do. I can't imagine why, you know. Apparently the deal is that the way the law is written, it's aimed at corporate insiders, so, you know, executorial type people, and accountants and lawyers who work for those type people. But Congress critters, either specifically or explicitly or implicitly, are ignored in that law. And so NPR did a little expose about it. And I guess the thing that it hasn't hit the mainstream news, there's apparently a law that's being proposed. It's been introduced in the House, closing this little loophole. And the punchline to the story on NPR was Snowball's chance in hell of that getting passed. And I guess, you know, this is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, so it's not about current events, but it is sort of indicative of the kind of sleazy norms that we've got these days in our political life. As I speak, the polls about Congress hold them in very low esteem, and this is one of the reasons why, is because they cut themselves a pretty good deal. They have we're in the middle of a healthcare debate right now, and I sure hope by the time you guys listen to this that that's all squared away. And the Congress cuts itself a pretty good deal on healthcare. They have a very nice healthcare plan that's pretty much as good or better than anything in the country. And they've apparently cut themselves a pretty good deal on investing as well. One of the little anecdotes that they described was how Ben Bernanke, who is the guy that runs the Fed right now, came to Congress about a year ago. We've had this financial meltdown that I've talked about in prior geezer casts. And the beginning of that, Bernanke goes to Congress and he tells them that the wheels are coming off. And a couple of the Congress critters who were in that meeting immediately went off and sold municipal funds that they owned were aimed at hedging inflation, knowing that the wheels are coming off the economy. It's a pretty safe bet there's not going to be any inflation. So, you know, a day after the meeting, the records show that one of these guys sold $40,000 worth of a mutual fund that was an inflation hedge mutual fund. And it's just darn special. You know, I wish somebody would call me and tell me when the wheels are coming off the economy so that I could sell all my hedge, you know, positions on inflation and the like. So anyway, it's just a little anecdote from way back here in 2009 for you, my unborn grandchildren. It's annoying. It makes me cranky. Now, the other thing doesn't annoy me. The other thing that's been going on, I've been doing a lot of volunteer stuff, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. But I have been fixing old stuff up. It's been the theme this fall. We fixed up the boat. I think I talked about that before. This ancient boat that we had on the St. Croix when we had the cabin up there. The boat went in the garage and the motor came off the pontoon boat, which we basically threw away because it was completely... We used that boat up. We bought it used. We ran it for 10 years and it was done. But the motor was pretty new, so I took the motor off of it and put that in the garage and we just put all that back together again. And had a guy rebuild it up in Hudson. Jim, Imperial Boat Repair. Great place to get a boat redone. If you need good boat repair, I recommend him without reservation. And we had the motor gone through, and it turns out when you have a motor that sits in your garage for 10 years, it takes a couple, three tries to get them running right again. We keep having these maiden voyages that have bad endings. And so the latest maiden voyage was last week, and Marcy and I ran north up on the Mississippi. We put in at Alma and drove north. It was great. Everything was fine. And then we decided to go fast because this is part of this is go slow and look at nice stuff, but part of it's go fast for me. And so we went fast, and then all of a sudden it went a little bit faster, and then about a minute after that, the overheat alarm kicked on and we had to stop, and we wound up having to paddle the boat back to the marina. Fortunately, we were going downstream, but even going downstream, it took us a couple hours to paddle 4 miles back to the marina. And it turns out that the impeller for the water pump got totally destroyed because these things get old and tired. But I'm very confident that sooner or later we're going to get all the kinks ironed out of this motor, and then we will have revived. The boat was mid-60s. It's now, so, you know, a 40-year-old boat and a 25-year-old motor, and that's a good recycling thing. And then another much more successful repair endeavor was... My keyboard, suddenly one of the keys on my favorite keyboard stopped playing. And in the old days, that would have either meant a trip to the repair guy or just using that as an excuse to buy the latest generation keyboard. But with the internet, a fella can go out and get the service manual for the keyboard. Big $7 download from a service manual place and learn how to take the keyboard apart yourself and find the part that was broken and buy a new one from Yamaha for $10, put it in, And it's working. It's working great. So anyway, I was just struck by, you know, there's a bunch of stuff like that. We're fixing up Richard's car because Richard, turns out he does need his car back down there in New Orleans. So we're going to drive down and drop that off. And, you know, it's a nice old car, a 93 Honda Accord wagon. And it's got plenty of rust on it, but it still runs just great. Another good recycled thing. So anyway, there's just this theme of repairing the stuff instead of replacing the stuff that seems to be going on right now. Not to mention the constant repair of the various tractors and equipment here at the farm. You know, when you're out here in the middle of nowhere, you do sort of get more in the habit of fixing things, especially fixing them yourself, because taking things in to be fixed from here is really a hassle. It's basically 50 miles to the nearest town that can fix most anything. That would be Eau Claire, and Eau Claire isn't exactly a metropolis. If you really want it fixed, you have to go into the cities, and that's 2 hours away. If you're pulling a tractor behind a trailer, or on a trailer behind the truck, that's quite the drive. So I tend to fix a lot of stuff here, and I'm actually getting pretty good at it. Not to mention it's not without fun quotient, so it's nice. I like that. Anyway, that's what's on my mind today. Another geezer cast for you. I hope you enjoyed this one, and I'll see you the next time.